好。
为什么？Well, let's begin with a word of prayer.
让我们先来祷告。
Lord, we thank you and bless you for the privilege of being able to open the Scripture together.
主，我们感谢你给我们这样的特权，能够大家一起来打开你的话语。
Lord, this is your word, not ours.
主，这是你的话，不是我们的。
And you have given it to us that we might learn and grow and know you.
主，你将你的话赐给我们，让我们能够认识你，能够长大。
So we, Lord, ask that this time can be profitable for your kingdom and for our souls.
所以我们求主让这段时间为着你的国度，为着我们的自己能够成为有益处的。
That all of us, from the oldest to the youngest, could receive our portion.
让我们所有的人从老到小都从你那里得着祝福。
And that you could give us what you have prepared for this hour from before the foundation of the world.
也让我们能够从你那里接受到你从创始之前就为我们预备的。
So we commit our time to you and trusting in your faithfulness.
我们将这段时间交在你的手里，我们相信你的信实。
You desire to feed us.
你愿意来喂养我们。
And we are looking to you to be fed.
我们也仰望你对我们的喂养。
We ask this in Jesus' holy precious name.
祷告是奉主圣洁宝贵的名。
Amen. Amen.So we have been reading, we have begun to read, the epistle of James, the letter of James.
所以我们上一次已经开始读雅各书。
And we remember that James is the brother or the half brother of the Lord Jesus.
我们记得雅各就是主耶稣同母异父的兄弟。
But his life has been transformed.
但是他的生命得到了改变。
He no longerThinks of the Lord Jesus as merely his half brother, his older brother.
他不单单只是把主耶稣当成一个他的哥哥。
But he describes himself as a bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus.
但是他将自己描述成为是神和主耶稣的奴仆。
So James is a spiritual man.
雅各是一个属灵的人。
That means he has vision.
也就是说他有一个意象。
He can see what others can't see.
他能够看到别人所不能看到的。
He can see the invisible.
他可以看到那不能看见的。
He knows God's thoughts.
他知道神的心思。
And he is increasingly, I would say, thinking God's way.
我也可以这样说，他不断地能够想神所想的。
So when we read his letter, this is what we're coming into.
所以当他读，当我们读他的书信的时候，我们就能够看到这一点。
In fact, when I read James, I call it iceberg preaching.
当我读雅各书的时候，我就觉得我所传讲的是一种冰山一角的信息。
Because you know, when you see an iceberg,You only see a little bit of it above the water.
因为你知道，当你看到冰山的时候，你所看到的只是水面上的那一点点冰山之角。
But there's a huge amount out of sight underneath.
但是在水底下有很大很大的一块巨大的冰石。
So when James says things, he says something quite simple on the surface.
所以当雅各讲到的时候，他从表面上来看讲了一点点很简单的东西。
But there's a great deal underneath.
但是在这个背后却有非常多意义深远的东西。
And so to really understand him, we've got to understand what it is that is under there.
我们如果要读明白雅各书的话，就要知道他话语背后的那些深远的意义。
Now, maybe to put this in another way.
用另外一种方法来讲。
When some of us read the scripture, It's like as if we take what we've read and we try to patch our life with it.
当有人读圣经的时候，就通常尝试着把他所读的这一些字面上的东西来配合到他，来用到他自己的生活当中去。
So it's like as if we say, well, you know, this jacket is my life.
比如说这件外套是我的生活。
But it's a bit torn, it's a bit damaged, it's not so good.
但是这件衣服旧了，不大好。
So maybe I can sew some patches on.
所以呢，我们可能就可以把它缝补一下。
And I could mend it.
我可以把它补起来。
So like this, we read the scripture and we take one little bit and we try to patch our life.
所以我们读经的时候，有时候也是这样，我们读到一点，然后把那一点呢补在我们的生活当中、生命当中。
But of course, that's not the way at all.
其实这个根本不是我们所应该使用的方法。
Because the Lord didn't come to patch our life, but to give us another life, a new life.
因为我们的主来不是要来修补我们的生命，而是来给我们一个另外一个生命。
So we read about putting off the old man and putting on the new.
所以我们就是学习要把我们的旧人完全放下来，把我们的新的人穿上去。
So this is a complete change.
这样就是一个人生命的完全的改变。
So you see, to understand the scripture, we've got to see this whole new life.
所以我们要来读明白经文，我们就要明白这整个新的生命。
We may not see that in one go, of course.
可能我们不会一下子就看到这一个新的生命。
But we have to recognize that each part of the scripture that we're reading is part of this whole new life.
但是我们应该看到每一次我们所读的经文里面都是那一个新生命的一部分。
So as we read, we're building up vision, we're building up understanding of what it is that the Lord has called us into.
所以我们在这样读经文的时候就逐渐逐渐的能够明白、神所要呼召我们所进入的是怎样一个新的生命。
So, let us begin to read in James chapter 1.
所以现在让我们来读雅各书的第一章。
And we'll read from verse 9. Through to verse 11.
我们先从第九节读到第十一节。
Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation, but the rich in his humiliation, because as a flower of the field he will pass away. For no sooner has the sun risen with a burning heat than it withers the grass. Its flower falls and its beautiful appearance perishes.So the rich man also will fade away in his pursuits.
卑微的弟兄升高就该喜乐，富足的降卑也该如此，因为他必要过去，如同草上的花一样。太阳出来，热风刮起，草就枯干，花也凋谢，美容就消没了。那富足的人在他所行的事上也要这样衰残。
Now when you read this, you think, I think James doesn't like rich people.
当你读这段经文的时候，可能会想，雅各不喜欢富足的人。
He's very hard on them, isn't he?
他对那些富人好像、说话很残忍。
But is that the message?
但这是不是他所要讲的信息呢？
Is he a sort of man who thinks poor people are good and rich people are bad?
他是不是说穷人就是好，富人就是不好？
That's not it at all.
不是的。
This is vision.
这里有一个意象。
This is heavenly vision.
这是一个属天的意象。
And it's not about how much money you've got.
这里并不是在说你要有多少钱。
But rather it's about the values of the world.
而是讲到这个世界的价值是什么。
So the lowly brother, who is this?
卑微的弟兄，那指的是什么人？
This is the man who's not esteemed much in the world.
这些人指的就是在世界上并没有受到人很多尊重的人。
He's not wealthy.
那些人没有什么财富。
He's a nobody.
是普通的人，凡人。
He's insignificant. He's unimportant.
他不重要。
Now, if we look at our own life and say, that's me.
如果我们看看我们自己说、我就是这样的人。
You probably feel bad.
可能你会觉得很糟糕。
Who wants to be insignificant and unimportant?
谁想做一个微不足道的人呢？
Who wants to be a nobody?
谁愿意做一个普通的不能再普通的凡人呢？
Who wants to be behind everybody else when everybody else is doing so much better?
谁愿意就是拖在众人的最后，别人都做得比你好，你是最后一名呢？
Of course, that's quite naturally. We don't want to be like that.
很自然的，我们都不想做这样的人。
But with vision, we see something different.
但是如果用从意象里看，你就看到不同的东西。
We see that all those measures of worth of success, of prosperity, are false.
我们看到这些所有在世界上衡量财富、衡量成功的标准都是假的。
They shall all pass away.
这些标准都要过去。
And what will be revealed with it will be another measure of worth and of prosperity and of success.
你所看到的会有另外一种标准，那个标准来衡量财富、成功。
A completely different standard.
那是一个完全不同的标准。
You can imagine that if you've spent your whole life trying to reach one standard and then found you're examined by a completely different standard, that could be quite a shock.
你可能会非常的惊讶，因为当你用了你一生的时间去追求一个标准的时候，结果发现你是在被另一个标准所衡量着的。
So this lowly brother, this nobody in the world,
所以这一位卑微的弟兄，这个普通人，
Who is he?
他是谁呢？
He is a brother.
他是一个弟兄。
Or a sister.
或说一个姊妹。
He is in Christ.
他是在基督里的。
He is a believer.
他是一个信徒。
He is one of God's chosen.
他是神所拣选的其中一位。
He has been loved.
他被神所爱。
And Christ has died for him.
他也是基督为他所死的。
That's who this lowly brother is.
这就是那一个卑微的弟兄的身份。
He's a nobody.
虽然他是一个微不足道的人。
Except in heaven.
但是他在天上。
In heaven, he is known.
在天国里他被神所认识。
Do you remember in the Old Testament, in the book of Daniel?
你记得在旧约的但以理书吗？
Daniel was praying.
但以理正在祷告的时候
And an angel came to him.
有一个天使来了
And what did the angel say to him?
天使对他讲什么呢
He said, Oh man, greatly beloved.
他说大门眷爱的但以理啊
I imagine the angel kind of standing in front of Daniel and looking at him.
我想象这一个天使来到但以理面前站在他面前看着他
And it is as if the angel says to him,Do you realize how much you are loved?
好像这一个天使在对他说，你意识到你有多蒙眷爱吗？
And we remember Paul.
我们也记得保罗弟兄。
Paul said, "We are the scum of the world. We are like rubbish to the world."
保罗说，我们是这个世界上的渣子。
That's how the world viewed men like Paul.
这就是这个世界衡量像保罗这样人这样的人。
But then he said he was caught up to the third heaven.
然后他说他自己被提到三层天上。
And he heard unspeakable words, he said, which is not lawful for a man to utter.
他说他听到了那些不能用人言语所描述的话语。
What did he hear?
他听到的是什么呢
？No doubt the Lord spoke to him.
不容置疑的是肯定是我们的主在对他说话
and spoke to encourage him
在对他说话对他鼓励
spoke of his love for him
对他说诉说神的爱
spoke of his purpose in him
也是对他说神的旨意
and the things that Paul heard he said it's simply not you just can't speak it on the earth
保罗所听到的那些话语真的是难以描述是在地球上不能诉说出来的
This was the love with which he was loved.
这就是他所得到的那样的大爱。
And the Lord Jesus said, "Don't harm one of these little ones who believe in me."
主耶稣而且对他说，不要加害于任何那些信我的小子里的一个。
Because he said, "Their angel always beholds the face of my Father in heaven."
他说，因为他们的使者在天上常常见我父的面。
It's like they're represented there in the presence of God.
就好像他们是在神的面前是代表做神做他们的代表。
So this is the lowly brother.
所以这就是那一位卑微的弟兄。
This is the one or one of This is one of those people for whom the universe was created.
这样卑微的弟兄，整个宇宙都为他们创造。
Do you know what I mean by that?
你知道这是什么意思吗？
The whole universe was created for such as this.
整个宇宙被神创造就是为着这样卑微的弟兄。
The purpose of God has always been to have a people for himself.
神的旨意就是要预备他自己的所爱的人。
That's why he made the world.
这就是为什么他创造了诸世界。
And this man is one of those people.
而这样卑微的一个弟兄就是神为之所创造宇宙的弟兄。
So in Romans chapter 8 it says,
所以在罗马书第八章里面说到
We know, Romans chapter 8 and verse 28,
我们知道在罗马书的八章二十八节里这样说
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the calledAccording to his purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Everything works together for good for such as this.
万事都互相效力，就是为了这样一个人。
God has ordained that the whole way that the world works, the whole mystery of life and experience,is all channeled to one purpose for the good of those who are called by him.
神所有的一切的奥秘就是为着这样的一个人他所预先所定下的人。
Because he says in verse 29, for whom he foreknew.
因为二十九节说因为他预先所知道的人。
And in Ephesians it says, before the foundation of the world we were known.
以弗所书说我们在世界的被创造之前我们已经被神所知道了。
Whom he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.
这些他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
The Lord saying, this is what I'm going to accomplish.
主说这就是我将要做成的事。
And he will not fail in his purpose.
主也不会让他的旨意失败。
And the end?
而这个最终的
The end is that Christ is the firstborn among many brethren.
最终的结果就是基督成为所有弟兄中的长子。
And in the experience of ordinary men and women,
在普通的男人和女人的经验当中
this purpose is being worked out.
这一个旨意被成全了。
Verse 30 of chapter 8.
八章的三十节。
And whom he predestined, these he also called.
预先所定下的人又招他们来。
Their eyes were opened.
他们的眼睛被打开了。
They heard the gospel.
他们听见福音。
They saw their need.
他们看见了需要。
They put their trust in Christ.
就把自己的信心放在主里。
He called them.
他招了他们来。
This wasn't some accidental thing.
这个呼召不是一个随便的事情。
Nobody is saved accidentally.
没有一个人是偶然被得救的。
Every person who is saved by the Lord is saved because God called them.
每一个被主拯救的人都是因为神招他们。
The Lord Jesus said, the hour is coming and now is...When the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear shall live.
主耶稣说时候到了现在就是了就是死人要听见他的声音他所听见的他们就活了。
How can the dead hear?
死人怎么听得见呢?
The dead can't hear anything.
死人什么都听不见的。
But he showed us what he meant, didn't he?
但是他告诉我们他的意思是什么。
Do you remember a dead man who heard something?
你记得一个死人他写了什么吗?
What's his name?
他的名字叫什么? Lazarus.
Lazarus.
拉撒路。
The dead man who heard a voice.
这个死人他听见了声音。
And called him out of death into life.
所以他就被这个声音从死亡里面呼召出来。
The hour is coming, Jesus said, and now is.
主耶稣说，时候将到，现在就是了。
Lazarus was just an illustration.
拉撒路只是一个例子。
Because Lazarus died again.
因为后来拉撒路又死了。
Lazarus had two funerals.
所以拉撒路有两个葬礼。
But we shall never die.
但是我们不会死。
Those who hear his voice.
那些听见他声音的人。
Those who hear his call in the gospel.
那些听见他福音的呼召的人。
They shall live.
他们要活。
And live forever.
活到永远。
So, whom he called, these he also justified.
所招来的又称他们为义。
That is, he made them right with God.
就是让他们与神之间的关系摆
对。They were not right with God.
他们以前与神的关系不对。
They were enemies of God.
他们是神的敌人。
But he made them right.
但是他使他们与神为义。
These he justified.
他称他们为义。
And these he also glorified.
所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Often we read this and we say that's wrong.
我们读到这里的时候有时候会说这个不对啊。
We can say he called them.
我们可以说他呼召他们。
And he justified them.
他使他们称义。
But then we think it should read, and he will glorify them.
然后我们觉得应该经文应该这样写，他会使他们得荣耀。
But instead it says he has glorified them.
但是经文却说他已经叫他们得荣耀。
How do you feel?
你怎么感觉呢？
Do you feel glorified?
你觉得你已经得荣耀了吗？
Probably not.
可能还没有。
But the life that is in you.
但是在你里面的生命。
If you are Christ's, the life that is in you is an uncreated, glorious, eternal life.
基督在你里面的生命是一个永远的，是一个永恒的得荣耀的生命。
And John tells us it doesn't appear yet, but when he comes, the glory of this life already in you will be revealed.
约翰说，这个还没有出现，但是当他来的时候，在你里面那个荣耀的生命就会被显现出来。
So James says, let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation.
所以雅各就说，让那些卑微的弟兄啊得荣耀。
I am nothing in the world.
我们在这个世界上一无所有。
But I have been loved, called, justified, glorified.
但是我被爱、被召、被称为义，也得了荣耀。
But what of the rich?
那富足的人怎么样呢？
Because according to the biblical standard, all of us here are rich.
根据这个圣经的标准，我们所有人都是富足的。
What of the rich?
富足的人怎么样呢？
He says, let the rich man glory in his humiliation.
他说要让那些富足的人在降卑中得荣耀。
Because insofar as he is a rich man,
因为就目前来说他是一个富足的人。
He needs to see and rejoice in the fact that he has seen that all his riches will pass away and that they count for nothing.
他必须要喜乐，因为他要看见所有的这些属世的富足都要消磨。
He may be a man of great reputation.
可能他是一个大有名气的人。
Every mother saying to her son, "You should be like him."
每一个妈妈都会对他的儿子说，你要像他那样。
But this rich man is glorying in the fact that it all means nothing.
但是这样一个富足的人。他所有的荣华富贵都要消磨。
And that he has not clung to his reputation or his wealth.
他不能够抓住他的财富和他的名声。
But that he has humbled himself before the Lord Jesus.
但是他在主耶稣的面前降卑。
And in that humiliation.
在这样一个降卑的过程中。
In that humbling.
在这样一个谦卑的状态。
He has come into the true riches.
他能够得着真正的富足。
James says, just like the sun rises and withers the grass.
雅各说，就像太阳出来把草枯干。
So at the coming of the Lord Jesus, All of this which is highly esteemed by the world will suddenly wither and be seen as worthless.
在主耶稣来的时候，所有在世界的眼里看为尊贵的东西，都要像那些花草一样被突然的消灭，消失了。
So what has James shared with us here?
所以雅各在这里要告诉我们什么？
He shared with us vision.
他要告诉我们这个意象。
It is a vision that enables us to see true value.
这个意象会让我们看到真正的价值。
And in that vision is a calling to live according to that.
在这样一个意象里，向着我们有一个呼召，就是我们要这样去活。
Not to pursue the tinsel glitter.
不要去追求那些一点点闪闪发光的小东西。
But rather to pursue the true riches.
但是要去追求那一个真正的富足。
How easily we are deceived.
我们是多么容易会被欺骗啊。
Of course, the scripture tells us to honor those who deserve, who are in positions of honor.
当然，圣经告诉我们要尊重那些在尊位的人。
The scripture tells us to honor our father and mother.
圣经告诉我们要尊重你的父母亲。
The scripture tells us to honor the king.
圣经告诉我们要尊重那些国王。
In fact, the scripture tells us to honor each other.
而且告诉我们要彼此的敬重。
And yet at the same time,
但是同时
we see through or we see beyond all earthly rank and levels and classes.
我们的眼光也是穿过那些属世的那些等级级别。
We can see this vision also in Ephesians in chapter 5.
我们也可以在以弗所书的第六章里面看到这样的意象。
Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 5.
以弗所书六章五节。
Bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart, as to Christ, not with eye service, as men pleasers,but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service, as to the Lord and not to men.
你们做仆人的要惧怕战惊，用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般。不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意，甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
So here is a bond servant. He may be a willing bond servant, or he may be a slave.
这里有一个奴仆，可能他是一个心甘情愿的奴仆，或者说他是一个被买来的奴隶。
But he's a believer.
但是他是一个信徒。
And as a believer, Paul is encouraging him to live in the vision that he has.
作为一个信徒，保罗就鼓励他要活在基督里面，基督的那个意象里面。
He's only a slave.
他只是一个奴隶。
He has a master.
他有一个肉身的主人。
The master tells him what to do.
这个主人就告诉他要做什么。
But is he only a slave?
那他只是一个奴隶吗？
No, he's not.
不是的。
He belongs to Christ.
因为他属于基督。
And he sees beyond this earthly rank of master and slave.
他所看到的远远超过了他这个肉身的主人。
And he lives his life as a servant of Christ.
他在那里过着一个基督的奴仆的生活。
Paul says to the masters, "Masters, be careful."
保罗也对做主人的说，你们做主人的要小心。
You have a master in heaven.
你在天上也有一位主。
And there's no partiality with him.
他并不偏待人。
Whether we be masters or whether we be slaves.
不管我们是做主人的，做奴仆的。
We have the opportunity to live differently.
我们都有一个机会，我们可以活得不一样。
We might be employers with many staff.
我们可能是一个工作的工人，有很多的雇员。
Or we might be the lowest paid worker in the company.
也可能我们是公司里面薪水最低的那一个。
But we can live with vision.
但我们一样可以活在意象中。
And we can walk and glory in what the Lord Jesus has done.
我们可以与主同行，荣耀主所做的。
And being faithful to this vision.
而且我们要对着这个意象有信心。
We are able to serve the Lord and honor the Lord and be prepared ourselves for the age to come.
我们可以服侍主，敬重我们的主，也预备我们见到将来见到主。
So this is the iceberg.
所以这是我们外面所看到的。
A little bit on the surface.
啊，这就是那个冰山，就是水面上的那一个角。
But there's so much underneath.
但是底下有这么多的
含义。James sees and understands this.
雅各他明白这些。
And he's encouraging us to live this way.
他就鼓励我们也要这样去生活。
In verse 12.
在十二节。
Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
This word temptation is used sometimes of temptation in the sense of sin dragging us away.
试探这个字有时候是指着那些把我们带着偏向主的罪而说的。
But it's also used in the sense of just trials and difficulties.
但是试探还有一个意思就是那些试炼，那些熬炼，苦难。
It's the same word as is used in verse 2, when he says, My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
这个字也是第二节里面所用的那个字是同一个字，就是我的弟兄们，你们落在百般的试炼中的那个试炼。
So in verse 12, he's using this word in both senses.
所以在十二节里面，试探这个字是有两重的含义。
We might read it, Blessed is the man who endures temptation.
我们可以这样认为，是忍受那些试探的人是有福的。
Or blessed is the man who endures trials.
或者说是忍受试炼的人是有福的。
For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life.
因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕。
So what purpose is there in trials and temptations?
那么这一个试探或者试炼的目的是什么呢？
The purpose is a positive one.
这个目的是很正面的。
James is writing to those who can expect to endure trials.
雅各所写给的那些人，他们是知道自己要受试炼、试探。
All of us can expect to endure trials.
我们所有的人都是可以去忍受经历那些试探或试炼的。
God permits them.
因为神允许。
Some trials, we could say God sends them.
有些试炼我们可以说是神给我们的。
Why?
为什么？
Is he like an examiner?
神是不是像一个考官一样？
Like the professor who sets the hard exam.
就好像一个教授，他出了一份很难的考卷。
And the students can't do it.
然后那些学生都答不上来。
But he seems to take pleasure in causing them all this anxiety and stress.
但是那个考官就好像很开心，看到学生这样的紧张受苦，很开心。
Is this our God?
是不是我们的神就是这样的意思呢？
Not at all.
不是的。
What the Lord is doing.Through the trials is strengthening us.
神向我们所给的这一些试炼是为了要让我们更加的刚强。
I remember somebody telling me about a tree that was grown inside a glass house.
我记得有个人告诉我一个故事，一棵树种在一个玻璃的房子里面。
And the tree grew up very well.
那棵树长得很好。
And the tree looked fine.
这棵树看上去很不错。
And then they took away the glass house.
然后他们就把这个温室拿走了。
And it wasn't long before when the wind blew and the tree collapsed.
不久以后这个狂风吹过来，这棵树就倒下了。
What's wrong? What was wrong with this tree?
这棵树出了什么问题吗？
It had grown up so...Beautiful.
之前长得这么好。
What went wrong?
Why did it collapse? 为什么会倒下来？
It collapsed because it had never been in the wind.
它倒下了，因为这棵树从来没有经历过风暴。
And so had never put down deep roots.
所以它的根从来没有深到足够的地方。
The wind strengthens the tree.
风是用来让树更加的强壮的。
And the trials strengthen us.
试炼就是能够使我们也同样的强壮。
God's whole purpose in the work that He does in our life is to strengthen us.
神在我们生命中的工作的一切的目的，就是为了让我们更加刚强。
Now you can hear me say that.
你可以听见我这样说。
You've heard it said before, I'm sure.
我想你之前也可能一定听到过。
And you can say, okay.
你说好吧。
Or this can become part of the vision that you have.
或者说呢，这可以使你成为你的意向的一部分。
That I have a living God.
就是我有一位永活的神。
Who is active in my life.
他在我生命中积极的工作着。
And everything in my environment.
在我一切的环境遭遇当中。
Everything in my family.
我家庭中的一切的事情，
Everything in my work experience,
我工作上的一切经历，
all of this is known of God,
所有这一切神都知道，
and all of it has purpose,
所有这一切领导都有一个目的，
and the purpose is that I should grow,
这个目的就是
and be strong and should know Him,
让我越长越强壮，并且更加认识他。
He is working,
他在工作着。
That is a matter of vision.
这就是你的意向。
We can lose it.
我们可以失去这个意向。
And then we can just simply react to our circumstances.
然后就从我们的遭遇中直接的去反应。
We can be forever struggling to get away from difficulties.
然后就一直在那边挣扎着，要离开我们的苦难。
Always trying to find the easy life. Where is it? Where is it?
或者就是去找一条很容易走的路，出路。
And in living like that without vision, we lose the whole benefit of what God has intended.
我们如果这样不带着这个意向的去活着，就会失去所有神指定着要我们所得的那些益处。
How much better to look at those circumstances?
如果我们能够看着这些的难处，
to look at the difficulties that you're facing,
看着我们眼前的困难遭遇。
And say, what does the Lord want to teach me through this?
能够问我们自己说，神要通过这些教导我们什么？
What can I learn through this?
我们可以学到什么？
And don't say nothing.
不要说，一句话都不说。
There is something.
一定有什么事情。
Because God is at work in your life.
因为神在我们生命中工作着。
That must be true.
那肯定是真的。
The cross of Christ proves it's true.
因为主的十字架证明这是真的。
You might feel He's not at work in my life. Nothing's happening.
可能你觉得他没有在你生命中工作，因为什么事都没有发生。
Well, maybe nothing is happening.
可能真的什么事情都没有发生。
Because you're not ready. You're not exercised. You're not open to the lessons that the Lord wants to teach.
因为你还没有准备好。还没有把你自己向神打开，让他开始在你生命中工作。
We go through difficulties.
是我们经历很多苦难。
Some of the difficulties last a day.
有些难处就是一天两天就过去了。
Some of them last years.
有些是要持续几年。
But we go through difficulties.
但是我们却走过那些的困难。
And the purpose is that we should be proven.
神的目的就是让我们经历这些试验。
That is, we should be made strong and be seen to be strong.
我们就更加的刚强，更加的茁壮。
Strong in the faith.
是在信心里面刚强。
Living with vision.
是带着意向活着。
Living with faith and patience.
是带着忍耐和信心活着。
Ready for the Lord's coming.
是准备好迎接主的再来。
And it says, He will receive this one.Will receive a crown of life, the crown of life.
所以经文说，这样的人经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕。
Which the Lord has promised.
这是主应许。
To those who love Him.
给那些爱他之人的。
To those who love Him.
那些爱他的人。
Then we look into our heart and we say, but my love is so inadequate.
然后我们就看着我们自己说，我对神的爱多么的不够。
I don't love enough.
我真的爱的不够。
And therefore,
所以
I will never receive this crown of life.
我得不到他生命的冠冕。
That's not what he's saying.
这可不是神说的。
Are you an enemy of God?
你是神的仇敌吗？
Or have you changed sides?
还是你改变了立场。
You were an enemy of God.
以前你是神的仇敌。
We were born into this world in a sinful condition.
我们是带着罪的本性生到这个世界上来的。
We were rebels against God.
我们是神的，我们是与神对抗的。
We sought only our, we sought to live as if we were God.
我们活着好像我们就是自己的神。
Whatever we want, we get.
我们想要什么就去得什么。
All I want is my own way.
我所要的就是样样事情都要照我的意思去做。
But if we've come to Christ,
但是当我们来到基督面前，
we've seen that that was the way of death.
我们就会看到那条路是通向死亡的。
That was the road that leads to destruction.
那条路是通向灭亡的。
And we've turned to the Lord.
我们就转向主。
And we've reached out to Him.
我们就投靠他。
And we desire to know Him.
我们就渴慕认识他。
Our experience of love will grow.
我们对主的爱就会增长。
We will never come to the day when we say, My love is sufficient.
这样我们就从来不会有一天会这样说，我对主的爱不够。
But let us not be rebels against him.
但是让我们注意，不要成为神的仇敌。
In all of our weakness, in all of our failures.
在我们所有的软弱、失败当中。
Let's seek him.
让我们去寻求他。
And believe in his love.
相信他的爱。
And seek him to fill us with vision.
寻求他，让他来充满我们的意象。
We can really see the way the world truly is.
让我们可以真正的看到这个世界上的道路是怎么样。
And then live for him in this world.
让我们能够在这个世界上为他活着。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Oh Father, we pray that we would be people of vision, people full of prophetic vision.
父啊，我们求告你，让我们成为满有意象的人。
That we should see the invisible.
使得我们能看见那些看不见的。
That we should look above and beyond all that is around us in this world and see your truth, your promises, and your coming.
让我们的眼光能够超过这世界上的一切，看到你的真理，你的应许。
Lord, thrill the hearts of your people.
主，通过我们的心。
Show us the greatness of your purpose.
让我们看到你旨意的伟大。
Show us something of the glory of Christ.
让我们看到基督里的荣耀。
And teach us in our individual circumstances how to walk in the truth of all of these things.
在我们所行走的每一件事情上来教导我们。
We ask this in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告是靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
阿门。